Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Charmaine. And I love broadcasting on Wellness Wednesday. It is a gorgeous day out. It's a beautiful spring day. Birds are flying around, chirping. The leaves are turning green. The grass is turning green. And it feels amazing. This morning, I started sipping out of my coffee mug that has plain and simple, a large enough white mug, and plain and simple, it says love. And I woke up this morning thinking love is all we need. So I just want to kick it up a notch on this beautiful Wellness Wednesday and just share some love, spread some joy, and enjoy what comes back to you. Today's show, though, we are going to be talking about, of course, as a work-life balance, my focus for the show, or one of my focuses for the show, is everything that impacts us pretty much in our lives. And today, I'm going to talk about Black women and balance. I thought, So again, welcome to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Charmaine, and going to just chat a little bit about this. So when we think about Black women in the workforce, right, you recognize that they often struggle to find that work-life balance, right, or that there are many other factors that affect Black women that may not affect white women. And I'm going to say Black women, not Black and brown, Hispanic, all of that. I'm just going to say Black women. I've got to learn to stay focused and hone in on what we're talking about, right? So Black women do have factors that affect them in a particular way, unlike their white counterparts. So let's shed some light on this for just a little bit for the next 28 minutes of the show. So when you think about Black women in this country, and I'm going to be specific to Black women in the United States. So Black women in this country are typically viewed as being perfectly acceptable, if not preferable and more desirable for taking care of other people's children. But when it comes to taking care of our own children, our own families, our own business, we are somehow stereotyped as not being able to take care of our own. Now, I don't even know if it's a stereotype or because we spend more time or are seen to take care of everybody else, we tend to not focus on taking care of our own. But I will digress and I will refocus because I don't want us to get too carried away with that, right? We are going to touch on that at a later time. But let's just go in with the facts here. By the 1920s, for example, Black women made up 82% of female servants in the South. So this is the 1920s. So we want to take it as far back when it comes to Black women and balance. Let's take it back a little bit. This is the 19th century anyway, so that's not even as far back. But at that time in our country, native-born white women were just 15% of that, right? So today, though, women of color, black women, and immigrants tend to dominate the domestic workforce, 54% of that workforce. And when I say domestic workforce, you're talking about maybe hotel industry, service industry, that kind of stuff. So while white women were on the rise in coming up through the ranks as the years went by, black women were being devalued because even though things started to change with the women's movement, it wasn't moving as favorably for black women as it was. And so you find that as the workforce began to integrate more women in other jobs, so with women in general, in other jobs other than servant or domestic work, taking care of the home, white family, serving, different things like that. As this started to change, where now women were more integrated into the workforce, right? And partly so because women started to become, it's not because they jumped up and down about it. Yeah, there was the women's movement, the women's lib movement, women fighting for equality, et cetera, et cetera. People started to step back and pay attention, right? These companies, these corporations, number one of the underlying factors or one of the reasons, of course, the men were being shipped off to war. And it's not like they're going to war and they're being paid money. They left their families behind. So the women had to now start working to make a living, right? So as integration began to happen, and here we are, end of the 19th century, the 20th century, things have started shifting tremendously, right? So at the beginning of 1980, this is kind of where more of us can start to relate or see things in our lifetime, right? As we're grown and we're in corporate America, you start to see, right? So the beginning of the 1980s, black women, listen to these statistics now. Those of us with a college degree or higher, right? And white women with a college degree or higher earned roughly the same wages. This is at the beginning of the 1980s. Now we're in 2020, 2021, right? We're in 2021. Wages for black women with a college degree or higher. This is where you're starting to think, did we really come up equally? Is there a race imbalance, right? So forget checks and balance, race and balance. So now women with a college degree or higher, they're at 12.3% less than those of their white counterparts, meaning with a college degree or higher, just the same. So this is a double disparity for black women with degrees, right? So when you are looking at how does a black woman figure out how to balance, it's not that we can't or we don't know how or it's not possible for us. There's so many stereotypes around black women, and one of them is being able to balance home and life and to prioritize. But when you have the work demands that may not be as feasible or accessible, and you may not have the knowledge around what is available. And even when you have that knowledge of what is available within your company, within your corporation, right, how do you feel with needing the time, feel about asking for the time off?
How do you feel when you actually take the time off? And so when you talk about Black women in balance, there's also a mental, psychological, and emotional stigma that's attached to it. Number one, we attach that for ourselves because we do not feel, and I will say in a lot of ways, so I'm generalizing here, right, because I have not done the research statistics, but I've done the observational statistics, and I've done the conversational statistics because I have friends and family members and people around me at work, coworkers, that I will talk to, and this is kind of how I've come to that in my own circle, in my own, so to speak, focus observational group over the years, right? So I can speak on that when I say that when we have the time off or when we are allowed or allotted or it's given, it's out there, but your boss isn't going to come to you when you sit with him or her, whether it's a him or her, because what do managers think about mostly, right? Productivity, right? They think about profit and productivity. They think about driving the business. That's why they're in that position, right? To drive the business. And what happens when you have team members taking time off from work? In their minds, we're not going to be as effective. We're not going to be as productive, et cetera. I need this. I need this. I need this. A lot of times I find that Black women tend to be at a disadvantage. First of all, in a lot of ways, we don't feel entitled. We don't feel like this applies to us. We don't feel like we're eligible. It may be there. It is there in the policy. It is there on your wellness program at work. It is there in your handbook. Do you take the time to read it? Do you take the time to understand? Do you call and have it be interpreted? Do you just look at the black and white and also know that it applies to you? So when you're looking at a paid leave program, which is a common demand of work-life balance movement, if you are going to have work-life balance at school, yeah, that too, but at work, then it must entail a paid leave program. And what can that look like for us in a lot of ways? Paid leave program, when you have a child, when there's a death in your family, when you adopt a child, when you have something to do at school with your children, et cetera. But how is it structured? I feel like in a lot of ways it's structured the same, but it goes back to a psychological factor. When you approach your boss, are you going with that confidence? Are you going with the facts? Are you just saying, I have this, so I need to take advantage of that? Flip side to that is the way Black women are viewed in the workplace is incapable of taking care of our own families and our own needs, or that we don't care about our own families or our needs. Why? Because when something arises at your child's school, something that's very important to them, a field trip once or twice a year, a meeting with a teacher, a volunteer event where you're more present at school, a couple of hours to be at a parent breakfast, to attend their graduation, things that are important to them. There are many companies that have that built in to your volunteer time or time that you can take away. But what we do, we say, I don't want to spend that time at school with you because I have to work. You're still going to get paid for it, whether you show up at the job or not. It's part of your policy. However, as Black women, how do we feel? We tend to feel guilty when we have to take care of our own, when we have to take that advantage of that leave program. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Historically, right, this is one of the complex of Black women and our own relationship to work. This is a complex. It's historical. We carry this pain body. We carry this guilt. We carry this, I have to work my butt off. I have to work so hard. We speak this language too often that says, because I am Black, I have to do double the work. This is what we are telling ourselves. So part of the onus, which I always believe, in personal responsibility. The way I view myself is the way someone else is going to view me. The boundaries, the same. So the work, in a lot of ways, right, has to do most times than not with the work that you do on yourself. So we have to break our own stereotype as Black women. We have to begin to understand and feel and live and go about our work and our life deserving the same, deserving much, and feeling that we deserve this. You spend a lot of time in college. You have your degree. Your pay is less than your counterpart. Why do we always feel like we have to be breaking our necks to get ahead? And what does ahead look like? What does it mean for you? Is it a job title or position? Because let's look at historical facts. There may be some things that are changing, but let's look at your company, for instance. Who are the board members? What does the executive leadership look like? That will kind of tell you statistically what's going on. So if you are bogged down with this complex because of your own self-worth, and that's something we have control over, then it's going to be more difficult for you to ask or to request or to put in for the time that you need to take care of your own self and the needs of your family as well, to help you to create that work-life balance so that you can be most effective and most productive both at work and with your family. So the notion for many of us, right, as mothers and working mothers, is and was taking time off to care for our children. Now, that's one of the things in maternity leave that you kind of like, okay, if everybody has a baby, they got to be out for 12 weeks. That's one of the ones that is very obvious, right? And even when we do, because you have to and you need to be home and, you know, everybody sees and knows you're pregnant, that's a visible thing. They know you had a baby. You don't have to give a story or you don't have to request something because it's the very obvious. So that one, sometimes we don't feel as much. But let's talk about when you need to take advantage of your wellness day, for instance, a day that you just need to schedule away from work to maybe take care of yourself and some personal needs, whether it's financial or whatever. Let's think about that. Do you take advantage of that, or do you just give the time back to your company by literally working double and then taking that time away from your own self where you can have a spa day? I'm not even talking about your vacation time. And speaking of vacation time, I will raise my hand. I'm a vacationista. I will milk my entire vacation schedule. I leave no time on the table. Reason number one, I will share a personal experience. I was with a corporate job, a bank, and that bank folded after being there for 13 years. And of course, as many vacations I've taken, we could roll over vacations, things like that. And at the end of the day, I had almost 300 unused vacation time. And all we got paid out was 40 hours. And from that point on, I said to myself, I will schedule out, if I'm allotted a 4-week vacation for the year, I will go ahead and schedule them out incrementally. I'm not going to leave that. I will take the time, even if I'm not planning on, which I usually go away, but even if I didn't need to go away, I've had staycations, especially in 2020, used up my vacation time, yes, after I traveled at the nick of time internationally, but I made sure that the time that I took and spent with my family was important. Another thing, too, is you recognize that there are events that happen in your life that warrant your Family Medical Leave Act to kick in, whether it's your own health or taking care of a loved one that may be going through something. And when I say health, that's both physical and mental, right? Time that you need to take a break from work, you can schedule your vacation time. Vacation doesn't mean that you have to go away. It's what you do. You don't have to explain that. You don't have to give account for that. So the things that are not visible and seen and obvious, we don't use that as part of what's in place to help me balance. There's time built in along the way. Life events do happen. If you lose a loved one or someone in your household loses a loved one, you are able to take that bereavement time off. Take advantage. And when I say advantage, I don't mean, oh, take advantage of that. I mean take advantage of the time that you have allowed to you to take a break and take care of your personal life. Black women in balance. Black women in balance. The fact is corporate environments, well, I say the fact, but then I'm going to use the word may, right? So corporate environments can be particularly harsh to Black women in more ways than one, in moving up the corporate ladder, in stereotyping, and all of those, the visible and the invisible, does bear on our mental state at work, how we act, how we react, what we feel like we have to do, right? Some people even feel terrified to ask for flex time or time off, because if you've ever at any point given your company, your boss, the people around you that you are more interested in your family at this particular time on this day because this is necessary, this is important, or this is necessary, this is important to me, we don't have that luxury of being perceived to be, you know, engaged or engaging. And somehow we feel, and it could very well be you've seen it happen or said around the office about other Black women that you may work with or be around, whether it's at your own firm, whether it's at your own company or where they work, your other friends. You may have that conversation, right? So because of that, you feel like, well, this is going to come up later against me. So what do? We trudge through and we dismiss the fact, miss the fact that we absolutely need to balance even more. Now, it's not a stereotype. It's, let me put it this way. Research, right? Research results. And of course, we know the statistics are there. You can pull it up at any point that you want. There are a lot of Black women who find themselves as single parents. Now, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen for white women, but the topic today is Black women and balance. And I usually am all over the place, so I'm really working my circle right here, okay? I'm trying to stick to subject matter. So Black women, I forgot my point, you see? But when you think about it, right, the corporate climb for Black women is definitely different for white women. And if you're willing to go out on a limb, you'll be able to find that you start balancing better. So the point I was going for is Black women sometimes may find themselves in the situation where they are the sole breadwinner for their family and themselves. Through never being married, I'll just say being single. Whether your status is being single based on never been married, loss of a spouse, demise of a relationship, divorce, however you want to put it, single is you're doing this by yourself. You're on your own. And that's kind of another thing, because if you have to do the work physically for two people to quote unquote make the ends meet, right, depends on where you're at in the workforce and what your salary looks like. If you get some time off from one work, you probably have to dedicate it to another job, right? And so here's a bigger part of the struggle. So if your day job is affording you time, make the most of it, because maybe your evening job or your part-time job or your side hustle or whatever, you may not have that luxury. And so next I'm going to literally hone in on this for my next show, because I feel like, as I was about to say, and so this leads to a lot of health issues, both physical and mental health issues for Black women, right? So when you have a Black woman in the workforce, as I was saying a minute earlier, who is the sole breadwinner, who feels the pain, body, and the guilt, whose real work is removing the stigma of flexible work-life balance, and then creating that atmosphere at work, but also positioning yourself and projecting yourself as, I am valuable and I have value. I am both nurturing and competent. I can take my day off and I can go to my kid's school and I can participate. I can take my time off and I can go relax at a coffee shop or a spa. Our image of ourselves have to change, and our demand for balance has to also change. So Black women in balance, let's hone it in. Let's own it. Let's make it happen. Let's find the resources that are available at your job and outside, and begin to retrain our minds, how we think about ourselves. It's time for us to break our own stigma. It's time for us to break our own stigma. Black women and balance. This is Charmaine on Blog Talk Radio. You've been listening to me on The Charmaine Show. I can't wait until we chit-chat again on more work-life balance issues. I think next show we'll do Black women and stress. Yes.
Thank you for joining me, and make it a fantastic day.